This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Inshallah, continuing with our series here in the month of Ramadan, Paths to Peace, where we take a look at the verses of the Quran which mention the concepts of peace, tranquility, serenity, and then we reflect on them to see how we can incorporate this within our own lives. Today, we're going to talk about the end of Surah Al-Ma'idah. There's a very specific verse, which is verse number 115. And there's a very specific word within that verse, verse number 113. And there's a very specific word within that verse, which is why we're talking about this passage here today. And that word is derived from the base of tamanina, tamanina. And we've talked about tamanina previously, but tamanina is the sense of calmness, the sense of stability, and a sense of tranquility, serenity that a person has. It describes a kind of stillness, and it really comes back to the meaning of stability. Because matma'anna min al-ard, something that is like really low to the ground, is called ma'itma'an. Itma'anna min al-ard. It's something that is very low and close to the ground. It has a low center of gravity. So when the wind blows, it doesn't sway in the wind. It doesn't get knocked over. It's low to the ground, it's stable, it's solid. And that's the concept of tamanina. That when someone's heart is very strong, stable, solid, then that's this concept. So now, in order to understand and appreciate this word inside of this verse 113, we have to take a look at this passage. This passage at the end of Surah Al-Ma'idah is fascinatingly about Isa alayhi salam, Isa ibn Maryam, Jesus son of Mary. And it particularly focuses on the period towards the end of his initial time here on earth in this dunya amongst the people before he ascended. And it really goes into a lot of detail about his interactions with his own disciples and the believers of that time, and what went right, and also much of what went wrong. And then ultimately at the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about even what will be the conversation on the day of judgment, on the day of resurrection, about how the followers of Isa lost their way and distorted the teachings of Isa and ultimately deified him. So it deals with some very tough, difficult, complex issues. But at the end of the surah, Allah says in verse number 111, وَإِذْ أَوْحَيْتُ إِلَى الْحَوَارِيِّينَ أَنْ آمِنُوا بِي وَبِرَسُولِي قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَاشْهَدْ بِأَنَّنَا مُسْلِمُونَ. Allah says that when I sent the message to the disciples of Jesus that believe in me, believe in God, believe in Allah, and believe in the messenger of God, the messenger of Allah, my messenger, Allah says. They responded by saying, we have believed, And O Allah, you bear witness that we have submitted to you, that we believe in you. In verse number 112, Allah then tells us, إِذْ قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ يَا عِيسَى يَا عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمْ. Then the disciples came to Isa alayhi salam, and they said, هَلْ يَسْتَطِيعُ رَبُّكَ. Is your Lord capable of doing something for us? What is that something? أَنْ يُنَزِّلَ عَلَيْنَا مَائِدَةً مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ. That can He send down a food spread, a banquet from the heavens? أَنْ يُنَزِّلَ عَلَيْنَا مَائِدَةً مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ. Can He send that down for us? They requested this, they demanded this, they wanted this. This miracle, this very blatant, obvious miracle that a feast worthy of kings would descend down from the heavens onto the earth and be made available to them. Isa alayhi salam responds, قَالَ اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Be mindful and fearful of God if indeed you are actually believers. Now what's being said here? What's being said here? And there's Ibn Ashur rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions some of the Isra'iliyat, some of the narrations behind this incident, that the head of the disciples of Jesus, he came to him and he said that the people are demanding that they want to see, they need to experience some miracle. And the irony was that it's not like they hadn't witnessed any miracles. Just a few ayat ago, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about some of the miracles of Isa alayhi salam, where Allah mentions that وَإِذْ تَخْلُقُ مِنَ الطِّينِ كَهَيْئَةِ الطَّيْرِ بِإِذْنِي فَتَنْفُخُ فِيهِ فَتَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِي. That you, meaning Allah is addressing Isa alayhi salam, you took some clay, some dirt in your hand, and you molded, you fashioned the shape of a bird out of it, and then you said the name of Allah and you blew into it and it came to life and flew out of your hands. The Quran says this. وَتُبْرِئُ الْأَكْمَهَ. And you were able to cure the person who was born blind. This was not an ailment. Like somebody could see and then they suffered some kind of sickness or illness or ailment or injury and now they had trouble seeing. No, this person was born without the ability to see. And then you made dua for them, place your hand on their face, and miraculously they could see again. Wal abras, people who were afflicted with different illnesses, incurable diseases of the skin. You would make dua for them, say the name of Allah, and then you would put your hand on them. And they would be cured, miraculously. وَإِذْ تُخْرِجُ الْمَوْتَى بِإِذْنِي. And even when Bani Israel, when the Israelites became very belligerent and disrespectful and confrontational, and they went to an extreme, and they came to Isa alayhi salam and they said, either you revive the dead or we don't believe in you. If you're really truly a prophet from God, you'll revive the dead. This dead person will testify on your behalf that you're a prophet and messenger of God. Isa alayhi salam goes to the graveyard, makes dua to Allah, and then he says, قُم بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Stand by the command of God. And a dead man came out of his grave and pointed at Isa alayhi salam and testified that this is the prophet and the messenger of Allah, and then passed away again. So Allah is saying all of this in the Quran just a few ayat ago in ayah number 110, just a couple of verses ago. They witnessed all these miracles. So when these people are now coming and they're saying, can your Lord send down a miracle upon us? Can He send down a banquet, a food spread from the heavens? To really, and they'll talk about their motivations, but can He send that down? Why is Isa alayhi salam saying, hey, fear God. Be careful. Watch yourself. If you're actually believers. Why is he responding that way? They're just asking for a sign. But because they had seen these signs. They had seen all of this before. And yet they're still demanding more. And then they respond back to the admonition, the rebuke from Isa alayhi salam, they respond with Ayah 113. قَالُوا نُرِيدُ أَن نَأْكُلَ مِنْهَا. Oh, no. We don't doubt you. We don't doubt Allah. We're not trying to, throw shade. It's none of that. We're not undermining your message, your mission. نُرِيدُ أَن نَأْكُلَ مِنْهَا. We just would like something to eat. Oh, of course. It's always that simple. We're just hungry. Well, of course you are, right? وَتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُنَا. And so that our hearts can find طَمَانِينَ. Stillness, stability, serenity. That if we just see this one more miracle, it'll give us the conviction that we need. Just one more. Just this, the last one. That's it. Just one more. Inshallah. Right? Just one. وَنَعْلَمْ أَنْ قَدْ صَدَقَتَنَا. And then we'll know that indeed you were telling the truth. وَنَكُونَ عَلَيْهَا مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. And then we'll be witnesses to this. Then we'll advocate for you. Isa alayhi salam said, okay, fine. قَالَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ اللَّهُمَّ رَبَّنَا. O Allah, رَبَّنَا, our Lord, أَنْزِلْ عَلَيْنَا مَائِدَةً مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. Send down this food spread, this banquet from the heavens. تَكُونُ لَنَا عِيدًا لِأَوَّلِنَا وَآخِرِنَا. And if nothing else, this will become a day of celebration. A day of commemorating the descent of the blessing of Allah. Fine. وَآيَةً مِنْكَ. And this will definitely be a sign for many other people, for all the rest of humanity. وَرْزُقْنَا. And we will also benefit from the sustenance. So feed us. وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. And you are the best of sustainers. So Isa alayhi salam takes the lemons that he's given and he makes lemonade. Right? He puts a positive spin on it. He finds a silver lining. He says, oh Allah, it'll be your blessing. We'll enjoy your blessing. We'll celebrate your blessing. Others will see the blessing. And good will come of this, Ya Allah. So send this, please. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in verse number 115, addresses them. Now Allah addresses those people that demanded this from Isa alayhi salam. And says, be careful what you wish for. قَالَ اللَّهُ إِنِّي مُنَزِّلُهَا عَلَيْكُمْ. I am going to send down this banquet from the heavens. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بَعْدُ مِنْكُمْ. But if you dare disbelieve, if you dare show any ingratitude after that, فَإِنِّي أُعَذِّبُهُ عَذَابًا لَا أُعَذِّبُهُ أَحْدًا مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. Then I will inflict my wrath, I will send my punishment, I will rain down my wrath upon that person, such a wrath and such a punishment that I have never given that to anyone ever before. Because to whom much is given, much is expected. And so, what's the takeaway here? Obviously, it's a very powerful lesson. There's many, many lessons in this about respect, about gratitude, about humility. There's so many lessons. But specifically to connect to us, there's one lesson I wanted to highlight. And that is, these people were in the company of Isa alayhi salam. Inna mathala Isa inda Allahi ka mathali Adam. After the creation of Adam, the greatest thing humanity had ever witnessed was the creation of Isa. Miraculously, without a father. And then, تُكَلِّمُ النَّاسَ فِي الْمَهْدِ وَكَهْلًا. And then Isa alayhi salam, from the very time that he was a baby, an infant in the arms of his mother, he started speaking eloquently to the people. إِنِّي عَبُدُ اللَّهِ آتَانِيَ الْكِتَابَ وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا. I am the servant of God. God has given me revelation, or will give me revelation, and I will be a prophet to the people. They were spending time. They were looking at Isa with their own eyes. They had witnessed all these miracles. They had seen him make the bird and blow, say the name of Allah and blow air into it, and it would fly away. They saw him cure the blind and the leper. They saw him pull the dead out of the grave. They witnessed all of this. And yet they said, but we need a sign. I need a miracle. I need something more. And that's why, look what they said. They said, we need something more because what did they not have? تَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُنَا. They still did not have that tranquility of the heart. Because if you don't appreciate what you have, and you don't reflect on what you already have in front of you, you will never attain that peace, that tranquility, that serenity that we all so desperately crave. You'll keep on looking, you'll keep on demanding, you'll keep on asking, and maybe even you'll keep on finding, but you'll never actually reach that point of tranquility. But you need to understand, you need to appreciate, and you need to reflect and engage with what you have in front of you. And for us, that is the Quran. That is the Book of Allah. People talk about, I need a sign. Like they want to like walk outside and they just want to see the answer written in the clouds. You can pay to get that done, by the way. All right? It's silly. Right? Everyone's always talking about dreams. Right? I need to have a dream. I saw this in my dream. The greatest miracle humanity has ever interacted with, the greatest sign of Allah, Ayatullah, the most remarkable sign, is the Quran, is the Book of Allah. جَاءَ النَّبِيُّونَ بِالْآيَاتِ فَانْصَرَمَتْ وَجِئْتَنَا بِكِتَابٍ غَيْرِ مُنْصَرِمٍ. Like the poet says, that all the prophets came with their miracles. But one day those prophets had to leave, and their miracles left with them. The staff of Moses left one day. The curing of Isa alayhi salam of the leper, and this, that ascended into the heavens with him. It departed. But you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, you, وَجِئْتَنَا بِكِتَابٍ غَيْرِ مُنْصَرِمِ. But you came to us with a miraculous book that will never leave. It's still here today. We're still interacting with it till today. We just have to understand it, we have to appreciate it, and we have to realize that's all we're ever going to need. This is the greatest miracle we're ever going to need. It's the only sign we ever needed. And so may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to be able to engage with the Qur'an and reflect on the Qur'an and benefit from the Qur'an and grow with the Qur'an. But may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to practice everything that's been said and heard. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah wa bihamdik, nashhadu la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Now, before inshallah everyone gets up, please just give me another minute of your time. First of all, there's the announcement that we made earlier that Salat al-Isha, inshallah, from tomorrow will be at 9:30. So please make note of that. And then the very important announcement that I had is, alhamdulillah, we have a really remarkable organization here in Dallas, based in Dallas, called Ma'ruf Dallas. They do something really special, and that is they are reviving the sunnah and the focus of taking the zakat from a community and distributing it within that same community. That the idea that the Quran talks about the neighbor, وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُوبِ وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ, right? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, that a sign of believing in Allah and the Day of Judgment is to actually take care of one's neighbor, right? To protect one's neighbor, to address the needs of a neighbor. And so Aisha Siddiqa, our mother Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, she says, who's your neighbor, by the way? SubhanAllah, listen to this. They had a community mindset. They thought about community. And they had a community-focused mindset. Aisha radiallahu anha says, 40 homes in every direction from you are your neighbors. 40 homes, 40 daran min kulli janib. Those are your neighbors. Those are the people that have a right on you. Those are the people that if they sleep hungry while you slept full, you did not live up to your task. You did not do your job. So we take it for granted. We don't understand how important and profound it is for us to take care of people in our own locale. And so alhamdulillah, we have this beautiful organization here that distributes our zakat locally, works with the local community, making sure everybody is taken care of. So alhamdulillah, they're outside here with us today. Please stop by the table, get more information, donate, contribute generously, and this is an ideal place to give your zakat. May Allah accept from all of us. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.